Okay, women's share number 11 in Mesillas Yesharim, Sunday, share number 11, the end of the first perek, and Yom Aleph Parshas Tazria, 24 Adar Beis, March 31st, and as I said, at the end of perek Aleph.
Okay, so let's see if we can finish the first parish today. It's the last Sunday here, so it's shown until after Pesach. So let's see if we can finish the first parish. In the first Pesach, in the first parish, until the time is introducing us, again, it's a Hagdama for the whole Sefer, and he talks about life, talks about the purpose of life, talks about the, well, they say the meaning of life, but really it's the purpose of life. And how it's not logical that the purpose of life would be just to live our lives as we see them and as we live them in this world, short period of time, not even relatively short, compared to eternity, a short period of time. And life is full of aggravations and sorrows. And Hashem, the goal of the creation, Hashem is Hashem. What did he have to create anything for? The goal was to be native to them. And to do that, they bond with, we don't talk about we, because the Mesillas Yesharim says that we, mankind, and mankind raises the level of all the things that were created, because they were created to serve mankind and help mankind in mankind's quest for the spiritual, to be connected to Hashem. So this world is nothing but a prozdar, a passageway to get into Olam Haba, which is where this ultimate pleasure will be had and for all eternity. But the world is full of, Hashem did it in a way that we earn it. We have Bechira and we earn our pleasure. Us, it's who we are, who we make ourselves to be, and therefore everything in this world is really a nisayon. There's attractions which take a person away from Hashem, because they're very physical, very coarse, there's nothing good about them, nothing physically good about them, and some are actually asur, in the Torah, in which they are so. Let's see, ma'acholos asuros, things that are not kosher, is a good example. The things are so spiritually harmful that Hashem actually forbade to eat them, not just things like mosros and things you don't need, and just pursuing, you know, your desires and pleasures, which are very fleeting and very non-lasting, but they actually are things that are so harmful that Hashem made them asur, and then people could violate that also with their bechira. And everything's in the side, he says. So the whole world is a factory to manufacture you the opportunity to go into Olam Haba in the best possible way, and that is that it's in the side, and everything's in the side, and it goes through Shalos. The side, Yisur is in the side, Oni is in the side, Ashiros is in the side. Everything, every situation a person in is in this sign. Some of us go through different situations with a family, without a family, and so that is the essence of this world, is to have the sionos, things that threaten to take me away from Hashem, and I overcome them, and I become a spiritual person, a good person, a person that lives a life according to the blueprint that the Torah gave. And so much more when it comes to Musar and other matters. So, we'll pick up from the Tzimul Amedim, Bo'ikr Mitzvahs, Adam Bala Mazrach, who Rabbi Kanyat Lekiyah Mitzvahs, Bo'avol Bo, talked about that last week, beyond Kiyah Mitzvahs, there's Avoda, Bo'avol Benesoyim. And also, Olam, and the pleasures of this world, Their role is to enable, first of all, it's to provide a Messiah. I don't know why that's. Okay, if it's Osir, then it's to provide a Messiah. And in general, it's really to provide a Messiah too, because if I spend my life following the Hanos of Olam Hazeh, even if it's in a mutter way, I've wasted my life. So I'm not sure why, but he goes to the other extreme, sort of. And he says, no, not the other extreme, I say that, but he has a different approach. He says, I know from Olam Hazeh is to enable me, to give me Nachas Ruach. Now, yeah, you have a home, you have peace, you don't have troubles. There are people like that, health issues. So it gives you a clear mind to do what you have to do. And actually, meaning spiritual pursuits, and to grow, and Torah, and Chesed, and Maaseh, and Tefillah, and Tzedakah, and Chesed, and everything, the whole gamut. So actually, it's like a double-edged sword when things are going well. That's really what comes up in this is a sharm. Because here he says, well, they're going well, so this way you have a clear mind, and you're not worried about things, and you're not busy running around from gemach to gemach, let's say, and you're not busy putting out all the small fires that pop up in your life. And they're, as a rabbi, they're going to help you in your march towards shleimus. They're going to help you. You're not going to have to worry about prognosis. Not going to have to worry about all the things we worry about. That's how he puts it here. The Hanos Olam and Roy Sheilo El Ezrus Yubel. But I mean, this includes eating, drinking, and sleeping. Not talking about not just esoteric things. We're talking about basic human needs. So there, so that you can live, and that you can function, and that you're rested, and that you can think, and that you can serve Hashem. You should have peace, you should have be calm. Laman Yuchal Lefanos Libor Avodas also Mutalso, so that you'll be able to. So a few ideas here. And he doesn't differentiate here, but we know they're true from all of his other Svarim and from other Ashkafas Svarim, Musar Svarim. I mean, if things are going well, so the first thing is he himself said back a few paragraphs in the Tetzah Nisayon. Because you have a Ram Levav Chol B'Shachachta, you have Yisham Lochem, then you sell it Avchem, you know. And that's a very major thing that makes people drift away. They have it too good. Then he talks about that Hashem is doing it because he wants you to grow, to pursue it, like nothing should be a distraction. So that you can be single-minded in the purpose of the Bodhis Hashem. I mean, that's automatically a Nisayon if you're going to do it. That becomes a Nisayon. But if a person has an easier life than most, and then he just squanders it, he doesn't do anything special with it, so then it's like they're a waste. So it could be it's a Nisayon because of Yisham Pelochem and Yisrael Avachem. It could be it's a Siyuah. I really look at the difference, but we all know people. We know people's personalities. We know that some people would take it this way and some people would take it that way. Some people would say, oh, I have it so good. Let me thank Hashem for all the good He's bestowed upon me and let me take this Menuchas Nefesh that I have and, you know, I don't have to run around just in survival mode. So let me give extra stuff, or let me learn extra hours, let me daven special kavana, you know, you use it. And that's what it's for. That's what he says here. But then it's also in the Soyu that it shouldn't be v'romlumodechubashachta, ishamulchantinistelavchem. And then there's a madrega, we'll learn about at the end of the Silsa Sharm called Kedusha, where you actually imbue all these physical things with the Kedusha, and you raise their level and you use it for a mitzvah, for example. The Shabbos meal is like the most obvious example. We are supposed to have good food, and this mirror is described the tastiness of the food. that's actually transformative, and you're turning it, you're turning the physical into the spiritual. So there's all these ideas we've been learning about these last few years, but on the point of here, the Mesillas Yesharim says that, I guess primarily, and in a positive way, not in a negative way, the Hanos are there to enable you to serve Hashem. We're talking about eating, we're talking about drinking, we're talking about resting, sleeping. A person sometimes will need to, will taka, need to relax, take a vacation, go off. All the Gdolim used to go to the, you know, they used to go for dacha in the summer, they used to go away and, you know, catch their breaths a little. So these are all things that are, you know, so again, you know, if it's always come out, it's always come out. It's not that. But it certainly means that the mundane things we do should be, you know, for Hashem's sake, and that's how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch. But so that's what you should do with the Hanos of Olam Hazeh. If it's a means to an end, if this world's a prose door, so it can't be that the Hanos of the prose door are permanent and kavua, and that they're the point. They're very much not the point because you're in a prose door. And if they're there, it's to carry you further. The Omnam. Roy Lo Shatia Kol Pneyosu Ragulori Spar. This is like the other side of the coin. Right? The point can't be Olam Hazeh. The point, it just doesn't make any sense. You went through the logic of it. Why would Hashem create the neshama that is so painful that goes on in this world? And however, meaning the flip side is Roy Lo, it is appropriate if they're called Pneyosu Ragulori Spar. That is my purpose in life. That's why he started off the Parakala by saying, what is the person's purpose in living? What is his purpose? Hashem was Boreos, the Sonic of Hashem. What is my purpose, as far as I'm concerned? So it's what Hashem wants. Not what my family wants, not what anybody wants, only what Hashem wants. So yielo shem tachos acher, no other motivation. B'chol ma'aseh she'yaseh im katan v'im gadol. No matter how inconsequential it may seem to be, you're doing it because you think you're mechuyev to do it, and you're doing it l'man shalom, as Hashem said. And l'hiskara ve'lev yisborach, he uses like a very general term. Again, because you're not talking about Daskul, the 613 mitzvahs. He's talking about Avodas Hashem, Avos Hashem, Yiros Hashem, to accept Yisurin. And to sum it up, L'hiskarav al Hashem. The ultimate goal is to feel close to Hashem, to feel He's right beside you, to feel He's looking at you, and you act accordingly. And if you go towards Him, He comes towards you. L'lishbar kol ha'mechitzos, and to break down all the barriers, ha'mafsikos bein lo lebein kono, which really separate between you and Hashem. And you can't break down all the barriers. Moshe Rabbeinu had like one thin little barrier left. He couldn't get over that. But he primarily wants you to understand what you're doing, and get rid of all your desires for purely physical things. It's an amazing statement. He says you want to be with Hashem like a magnet attracts metal. So you will feel attracted to Hashem. You will want to. Nitzvah v'gam kolsa nafshi b'chazos Hashem. You want to be part of that. The kol mashayuchal lachshov, whatever he can imagine, shu em soil kurva hazos Don't let people make fun of you. Don't let people taunt you. Don't let people question you. You know, if you know what you're doing, do it. Don't let it go. Whatever's stopping you from your avodas Hashem, even the one that you just started doing, right? Run away. This is the whole purpose. We have there's a purpose, my man. You have to stick to that purpose, or else what's it all about? If you have a purpose and you don't do it. I know the hashig is a kurba hazos malto nashem mikol monel masidel, to realize and to concretize this kurva, and that like serves as a block from the ra entering. And also, again, like as the Chaim Zalbov does, and Shara Vodas Alokim, he's not talking about Dafka Mitzvahs and Averis. He talks about being close to Hashem, being far from Hashem. By the Korbanos, it says, L'Reach Nicholach Hashem, this is pleasing to Hashem. We want Hashem to please us. At the end of the day, we wanted to be able to say, Noach Motzachem Beinei Hashem. Hashem should be pleased with us, he should smile, and all the brachos that ensue when Hashem countenance is shown and shining. But that's the goal, and therefore we gotta think, how am I gonna reach my goal? From a 10-year plan, a 20-year plan, a 30-year plan, a 40-year plan, what's my goal? I wanna keep moving up. Because there is no other tachlis. Everything is a side stunt. Everything is a side ring in the circus trying to get you away from looking at the main ring. And therefore you can transform everything you do if you have in mind the Hashem. Piece of jewelry, you want to look nice for Shabbos, or people that you legitimately can look nice for. Anything you do, right, you have in mind, this is the will of Hashem, this is the will of Hashem. You have to be able to answer yourself honestly. But that's the goal. There's no purpose in pursuing other pursuits that are not the goal of life. That's what he's trying to stress. And the Mishnah Sesharim spends a lot of time, spends a lot of time actually in Shavuot HaSalokim talking about things that are not mitzvahs and not aveiros, but they bring me closer to Hashem or they further me from Hashem. And he keeps talking here about just chumrius, just, you know, base desires, even if they're not technically asur. The Torah asks for certain things which are extremely spiritually harmful. But if it's spiritually harmful because of the excess that you're doing. So then, also, you know, even if you didn't do an Aveira, but you wasted the trip. Heina, and then he says what those barriers are. Heina kolonyoni hachumrius v'hatoli behem, all the, all the physical things that keep you away from spirituality, keep you away from bonding with Hashem. And that includes that when you do take pleasure from this world, it should be l'man shmo, it should be for the sake of Hashem. But Malto Nafshi, you have to know how to escape. He mentioned this before. You have to know how to avoid things that bring it down. We're teach you a bunch of things to do and make sure that you do that. This list that he's going to give. When Yachashi Yudan of his Barak Lein on Mitzvah Sakhal Hazeh, so how do you do that? You told me to go, you got me to get to the goal, you told me it's a hallway, you didn't tell me how to walk. You didn't teach me how to walk. How do I get from this end of the hall to the other end of the hall? So you're going to follow Rav Chinchas ben Yoyer, Kamaimer Shalom, Hevede Dor Bar Kamoseinu, which is our introduction. The Hank. And these are the names of the chapters of the Sfarim. Asahirus, being careful about your actions. Vazrizus, being careful in the positive sense, do it with alacrity, as it's called. And the kiyus, it should be pure, no tainted this moment. Hapricious, actually abstaining from all mazeh, more than would be the norm. Hatahora, hachasidus, that's one of the chlimish yerusadim. Hanova, we'll see why this strain, maybe Hanova should have been earlier on the list, we'll see. And finally, Kedusha. Yoset, La Kedusha. That's in the Vori Mechadetim, Zed and Ishmael, that concludes the first paragraph, and that's what the first paragraph is. That's the Hagdom. That the purpose of the Sefer is to get you to the goal, and you're going to follow this program that Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, okay. And anything special for now, because I'm giving a class. No, but I saw it was you, so I answered. Moshe said Tuesday, it looks like. Is that still the case? Okay, I'll call you back later. Thank you. Okay. I mean, people don't live like this. That's the problem. Forgetting about the Mesillas Yeshurim, and just go over to people and say, you know, are you living with a goal? Like, that's what I, it's just the whole idea is so super logical and so not common. It's a mission statement, that's what it is. This is my goal, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to accomplish. Okay? How am I going to get there? How am I going to avoid the things that take me away from the goal? How do I avoid the things that ruin my journey to get to the goal? How do I make sure I have the right goal? How do I make sure I have my eye on the goal? How do I make sure I don't make a detour? I don't get stuck with obstacles and sidetracked. You know, I missed a turn someplace. You just have to make a turn. So, Mr. Sushant is like, I think, giving us more credit than we deserve. He is like, I'll grant you that you want to get somewhere, and therefore you want to know how to get there. And I'm telling you, and that was the first parent. I'm telling you what your goal should be, why you were created, why you're in this world, the Hisanagal Hashem, the bond with Hashem, to have that pleasure with Hashem, that's the goal. And now I'm going to tell you how to get there. And that's the safer. And I'm going to tell you how to avoid the things that are trying to rip you off that path. Mesul Vesharim is a path, the path of Yesharim, of upright people, Yashar. And there's obstacles. I'm going to tell you how to avoid those obstacles. Okay, so you have these steps, and the steps aren't just, they're not just steps in a hat. They're not just steps of how to get to the goal. But they're, each one is a mini world of Ruchnius. In other words, if I develop Zahirus, I am now bonding with Hashem through the Midah of Zahirus, and then when I do Zrizus, I am bonding more with Hashem. It's not a point system, and you collect gold and collect 200 pairs of gold and collect $200 when it's all over. It's you're creating your own Olam Haba. You're creating your own nefesh. As you go, I have Zrizus now, so I am now close to Hashem through the medium of Zahirus, and then I do Zrizus, which is higher on the ladder. And I now I'm bonding with Hashem because I have Zerizus also, and so on and so forth. I am bonding with Hashem because I have the Kiyus and Priestess and Anova, and you go through the steps of the Zul Sishorim, and that's the ultimate bond. It's the end of Ruach HaKodesh and Tchias HaMeisim. That's the ultimate bond. In other words, the mitzvahs you do along the way, he doesn't say this explicitly ever, but it's implied throughout the Sefer. It's not a point system, and if you get enough points, you get into the amusement park. It's everything we do along the journey is the embodiment of that, and that defines my connection to Hashem, and therefore, and I build on that, and build on that, and build on that. Okay, so let's go. We'll stop here. Let me go over Perek Aleph. Okay, we set the goal. Here's the goal. This can't be the goal. This world can't be the goal. Everything's in the Sion because that's where the ultimate pleasure lies. Am I overcoming those obstacles? And I not only uplift myself, but I uplift the whole. I uplift everything with me because everything in the world was created in order to help me reach that goal, to reach mankind. It really is very, we really have to thank Hashem. Like, not only are we alive, but we're the purpose of the universe. And the Jews are special, are more so the purpose of the universe. So, you know, the next time you say Birchas Torah and you thank Hashem, you say Shlomos Ani Goy. And maybe some of you say Shlomos Ani Goy, I don't know. What does it say in the Tilus Hashem Siddur? Goy? Does it say the feminine? Goya?
No.
Oh, okay. We really should, you know, should dance. I mean, it's unbelievable. When you think of the whole world, when you think of the whole universe, you think of the whole, sorry, it's not the universe, all the universes, and then the universe, and then the earth. And then the amount of people on earth. And then and we are the purpose of the universe. So what do I have to do? My personal purpose is to bond with Hashem, to be spiritual. And everything in life is a nisayon, or it's a way to help me achieve that goal. Because the more comfortable I am, the less. Sometimes it works the other way. So Sisharm will be talking about all this. It's a little. I mean, this is the simple way, and this is the one that is the most intuitive. But you find in people's lives that they become closer to Hashem through Torah. Because they turn to Hashem and they connect through a Torah. So that's. Ideally, of course, we shouldn't connect to Hashem through a Torah. That's like the B'dieved way. The Beis HaMikdash was not proud, and ultimately the world, the world will know about Malchus Hashem. I mean, it didn't have to be that way. It could have been without a Korban Beis HaMikdash. It wouldn't have been a Golos, and we wouldn't have been spread out to the four corners of the world. But presumably the Or coming from Yerushalayim would have spread its light over the whole world without us being there. I'm smiling because I actually just realized this today. The Sojourner is giving us too much credit. He's assuming we are going to live logical lives. Let's forget to take a secular person. He said, what's your goal in life? And then, so he has to think. And say, tell me, you know, let's say, so you're in your office from 8:30 in the morning till 6:30 at night, and you get home 7:30. Are you a step closer towards your goal? What's your goal? So, you know, My goal is to raise a family, let's say, and they should get married and have families of their own. But not really a good goal, because then it's just, so what's the goal? If everybody's goal is to raise the next generation, so like, what's the goal? The last generation? Like everybody was working for that last one? The Stavra. And he says it's not the Stavra, that the holy Neshama. See, again, you're making a presumption that you don't deny anything, that the holy Neshama has any satisfaction from this world. So, gotta go. That isn't like a, you know, the Sosham could give a TED talk. First you have to have a goal, and then you have to figure out how to implement the goal. And Rav Pinchas Ben Yair told us how to implement the goal through these steps. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the steps themselves are uplifting, no pun intended, and spiritual, and you're trying a little piece of spirituality all along the way. Okay, that's Perek Aleph. Now we actually, this is a shame, if the Pesach will actually start. Because we didn't start yet. It was the Hagdamah, which is, he bared his soul while he's writing the Sefer. Then the Hagdamah Perek Aleph, which I have a mitzvah, people should learn it once a month to keep you focused. You know, we say, you know, keep your eye on the eight ball, stay focused. Okay, so we'll stop here and we won't. That's it, so that's the pace. I'm canceling Wednesday's class. I like to say, if not for the fact that everything Hashem does is good, I'm not doing well. But everything Hashem does is good, so. But I don't know. Okay.